Rabbi, we just don't matter the Shah Ravi, just to see if Yud Ches and Yud Ches get back. Yud Ches and Yud Ches, they talk about this idea as well. So he brings up a Chazal which said, Aveirish from Adam and Chaviroi, Ein Yim HaKipurim L'Chapre. So Chayin, and therefore, Misha Gozer gives the same example, Misha Gozer Eskaviroi, someone stole, Yoshua Esek Zeyla, V'achar Chayin Yisvada. Before you can be Yisvada, as we said, the Vidui is the, as he said, I asked, the Vidui is the Kapora, or affects the Kapora, then you have to first give it back, and then the Vidui can take effect, Yud Ches. Right. So, first you did the video, you tried and you were misvada, and you said your video before you've given it back, it's not going to work. The old way of video, Kemoish for Omar Rabbi Sain is going to work. It brings another Gemara where we see a similar idea. Inyan Hagoizel van Nishmala Sheker, someone who stole and made a Shavuah. So, you might have come across this. Someone who steals and makes a Shavuah, he swears that he didn't steal. When he finally admits that he did steal, he has to bring a Korban. Called Asham Gzeleis, he has to bring this Asham. All of Yashin has to pay extra chemish, extra porter, and also bring a korban. So there the Gemara says the same thing, you have to first pay back, and only then bring the korban. So maybe if you return your the gezel what you stole before you bring the korban, yotza. If you first bring the korban, no yotza. Right, the same idea, you have to first return the gezel before you bring the korban. It might be obvious, but we see from here, when we talk about this Oshon, this Korban Oshon, again, what happened? The guy stole, he has to pay back. Now he made a Shavuah, falsely, they didn't steal, so he has to bring a Korban. What's the Korban for?
Not for stealing, for lying.
You would have thought, right, that's what the first arrow would have thought. Shkof Oshon, the first one.
If he will say that he stole it, it would not be
right. So because you made a shavuah, you swore falsely, mm-hmm. So you have to bring a korban. But he's saying not like that, because he's saying that you have to first give back what you stole before you bring a korban, or else the korban won't work. Because of this thing,
I'm saying that it's nothing to do. It's exactly what he's saying. It's nothing, no relate to each other at all.
Yeah, but he's saying the reason is because of this reason is that because of like Gezel, that's example, someone who steals before you can do tshuva.
Before do anything, you need to.
Yeah, but he's saying that the tshuva won't work until you first pay back. No, if you're understanding here, I'm two different Aveiras. I'm Aveira you stole.
No,
I'm
it's different Aveira. It's not really.
Right.
If you said in court, you know, I'm a woman. I'm a woman. Okay, you're also lying.
So he's bringing from here, not that. So we see from here that before you can get the kapara, before you can get the kapara, you have to first give back the gezel.
Before anything.
Yeah, by saying that stops the kapara taking
right,
place. So you're saying because of this thing, that you have to return. You have to that it seems that this korban is also a kapara on the stealing, and that's why he's saying.
No, it's not kapara.
Yeah, that's what he's saying it is, though. Because he's saying that. The same, you see, again, let's read it again. He's saying someone who steals,
right?
He's saying your kippah won't work, your vidui won't work until you first give back what you stole,
last week.
Right? And how do we know this? We see, in the same way as Chazal said, when you steal and make a shua,
right.
There's no point in you holding on the shua until you first give back the gezel.
You need to relate it. You should not. You need it very simple. And he said it. When you steal, nothing starts until you return. Nothing. It's nothing to do with kapora.
Nobody's going to say somebody steals and at the same time and he's also does a Veda Zohar and he can't be chosen a Veda Zohar until he gives back the stealing.
Because it's not related.
Right, so why here?
Everything was related with stealing. All punishment, all payment.
Right.
Not so even this, start until you return.
Right, so this, we're saying that bringing the korban is also related to the stealing. Right, that's what you just said. Very good. That's what we're saying. That this is related to stealing. It's not just stuck on the veil, you have to do it at the same time.
Yeah, but you make korban because you.
Right.
Not because you steal. Because you can steal and not bring it.
Right, but once you, yeah, absolutely. But once you make a shavuah, that makes the stealing worse to effect. Then now it's stealing together with a you swore that you didn't steal. Right. I mean, the fact is, it's called.
To our very fishing related to each other.
Right. They are related to that. The fact is that we see it's called. That's what it's called. We say it's in Cain. Maybe
I have
you. I
didn't even. Right now, right. I didn't understand what you even tried to say. Right.
So the thing is, they are related. It's called, the name of the Coleman is Hashem Gezeles. Yeah.
Right.
It's not called an Hashem Fosse. So here, the Coleman is, otherwise, when you made the Shavua, that's somehow added to the severity of the stealing. Yeah. And that's why he's saying here, yeah,
not only this, but you make yourself thief by Shavua.
Right. Yeah, so that's why
you
say
because you are not thief.
That's why you have to first pay back before you bring a problem. Like always saying, very good. Yeah, not. It's obvious when we see. Yeah, okay. Yeah, good. Okay, and he brings brings a pasuk. How did the Gemara know this? He brings a pasuk from Gezel Hager. So then, it's someone who steals from the Ger, and if the Ger dies and leaves behind no Yerushim, so you give the money to the Kohen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does it say there? Shemela bin Gezan Ager Shein Lo Yerushim. V'neisen as Hashlomim Nekoyen. It says there, the Pasuk says, Ha'oshom Hamushov Lashem Nekoyen. Just in general, and the reason why we give these things to a Koyen is many of the things we give to a Koyen because things which were meant to give what we call Ligvoya, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilo, so how you can't give the money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these things instead, they go to the Koyen instead. These are called the manas kona Hashem. Right. Okay, like Bikurim, whatever. Bikurim, you're being makif to Hashem. Yeah. The same thing here. You're paying it back to Hashem, and so you do that by giving it to the Koyen. Hashem, Amushal Hashem, the Koyen. Besides for the korban which you have to bring, Asher Yechapel Boyolov. That's what it says there in the pasuk. So here when it says Hashem, okay, Hashem is going to be about Hashem. The first word Hashem in the pasuk, in this case, to the money you're paying back. And it says there, the apostle is saying, first pay back, and then, well, maybe after Shemim Milvadi, like if we mention Chapubay Olav Achaykin. Yeah, the same thing, that's what the Gemara gets from. First, you have to pay back, and then you bring the korban.
You
cannot go with Mikhovi Sheretz in your head. Right. And that's how the Rosh Hashanah himself understood that differently, but the Rosh Hashanah, say Rashi, that learns it on this idea. If you steal something, first, you have to give it back. That's how Rashi explains that Gemara, right, exactly. Again, maybe it's poshut, but just as interesting. When you pay now this money, the ger, stole from the ger, and now you're paying back. You can't pay back the ger, so says you give it to the coin instead. So now, again,
you it's keren to coin, or because that's two part of money which you may
you give the chayim.
Number one, it's exactly right. Because I not sure keren money go to Beitin, not to coin.
No, Beitin might be, no.
Keren. Again,
you're
talking about
the money.
But everything else goes to Kohen. Or everything goes to
Kohen. I think everything goes to the Kohen.
I really don't remember. Really.
Okay. That's sort of, okay. But I'll say it's interesting though. When you're paying to the Kohen, what are you doing now? You stole from this poor fellow. He died now. Now the thing is you have to pay to the Kohen. So what is this, paying to the Kohen? When you pay to the Kohen, you are undoing what you did. That's like paying back to the guy who you stole from.
Yes. It's like paying to son.
Right. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
It is what Kashem said.
It could have said it's some sort of knas. You stole, so we're going to give you a knas to pay it back. Don't get away scot free just because the guy died. It's not. You see, you're somehow undoing what you've done by giving it to the Kohen, even if you're not going to give it to him at all. Also, is Yerushim. Because that's what we're trying to say here. You have to undo what you did before you bring the Kohen.
But we don't have to have Kohen. It's enough to have Eve without any relatives. Any relatives. Who you paying right now? Not one single
relative. Right.
Theoretically, yes. Practically, every time. This single Reuben and this stuff, right now you stole from him and he died. So what you going to do? Say that because in Abraham we all relatives?
No. Yeah, no, they're going to find
That's always. People care their whole life find any relative.
Yeah, if you don't know who to give it to anymore. Everyone's eventually go back far enough. Right, if you don't know, I suppose you have to just wait for Leon Avi. But here's the Malagir who has
an easy question about this. Because this is very, very practical. Reuben stole big amount, substantial amount of money from Shima. Okay?
Yeah.
Right now he made it to Shuva. He said, Shima, I see, I stole. But I need to pay by installments. We're not talking about they stole 10 shekels. Right now, when to Shuva. It either depends on Shimon who said fine.
No, good question.
If he said fine, it means I can give him loan. Like he already paid everything to the state, and right now Shimon give him loan. Or until every penny will be back. This I
So we did see, we'll see again soon. We did say last time. Yeah. What do you think? Hmm?
Sorry, I thought you'd given it back. Because you have to give back that which is stolen.
Yeah, I'm saying what
you just don't
do.
You can agree on
that. You want the truth.
What's I going to do with anything?
I can tell you how.
Because the deposit says you give back that which you stole at the time you stole it.
Okay.
So therefore, if you take that money at the time you stole it,
I tell you how to do it. Even if it's like fast. Michael, I stole $100,000 from you. I need.
So give me a loan.
No. I said, that's fine. You be considered that you return me. Right now, I'm giving you loan.
Maybe.
No, that's different. That's what I'm saying. That exactly. You make it like that. He says, says to Reuben, I stole a million. I've only got 500,000 left. I need to start the whole process. So, to give you, I've got a first of a million. Please lend me a half a million. And then I'll give you the million.
Will it work or not?
But then maybe installments is not a question. It's a question simply.
No. Yeah, installments is logistics. Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Right, as we saw last time, we'll see again now. When it comes to asking Mechila, he does say. I'm saying we see there that if you do as much as you could and it still didn't work, then you don't have to do more.
Right.
So, I don't know what he said last time. It means that maybe it's the same thing here. As long as you've done as much as you could.
I see that.
There's money there.
You have to give back. The one thing you don't have to give back. Question is, it possible to start doing tshuva before you've paid back the whole thing? No one's saying you don't have to pay back, right? You have to pay back over time.
This will be very interesting.
Yeah. It's a good question, isn't it? So see, here he mentions now all the things that I think you brought up last time. He's all going to ask Achil a few times. He goes through that here as well in the next 19. If he set him, started in sacrifice. So here he mentions the word like we use Messiah, make him feel better, appease him, right? Again, he takes this example of Lashon Hara, which is Kizem and Aveis Kamois. If this friend was not to make him, so we have to try again. And come to him together with three people, and again try to appease him. Again, he didn't want to be meichel you. Come again with other people. Again. Can you ask the palm shishas the third time? So he brings the
possibility. Like Bill.
You can explain exactly what the word Yoshua means a second. And come together with all these people and say to him, Chatosi the Yoshua Hevesi Veloy Shovani. When he says, you should say to him, I have sinned, Yoshua Hevesi, it means I have Ha'isha Yoshua Hevesi. I took a straight person and I made him crooked. I mean, I made out this straight person is crooked. From Tom of the Yoshol. This person was a Tom of the Yoshol and I made him crooked. Really, he was a straight person and I should have been done a kaskus and I wasn't.
Who are
you talking about? Somebody who has, that he said, Oshon Hora, about somebody else.
But here I have huge problems, what you say. Huge problems. What about this question really? What he said is true. What did it do that I was funny story? No, you really bad guy who did it. But it's nothing to do with me to open my mouth.
What's all sudden?
Yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes,
right. In some cases, even if it is true, I mean, yeah. If you've done a couple of the fact that somebody does did something, then necessarily
you need to
make him into a bad person. Yeah.
But Lashon Hara, yes, this person did exactly what you talk about. So what?
Yeah. So again, in that case, maybe you're right. Maybe he's not referring to that case.
No, it's true anyway. But the person Lashon Hara, the definition is that what you're saying is actually correct.
No.
It's also right. When
you, yeah, there's a Rukhid thing as opposed to Rukhid.
Lashon Hara definition. Anything, words, gesture, which bring other person down and I saw other people.
Right, so yeah, okay. So we're talking more than general. Yeah. Okay, I think you're the Lashon Hara what we call Lashon Hara general.
Not a general.
Lashon Hara is opposed to Rukhid. Yeah,
because Rukhid is when your story is not correct. The
Hillel
says the story is not correct. That's
okay, that's
severe.
No, there's some, how you call it, different shape of a Lashon Hara.
Right. Yeah, so we call
it Lashon Hara. He talking right now, we look at each other, the certain look Lashon Hara. Immediately.
Because it might be that even if he did do something wrong, it doesn't necessarily. When we say Lashon Hara, we're trying to say that this guy is a bad person, he did this thing. So it's making him out to that sort of person.
This is wrong from beginning. You never said a Jew, bad person. There's Jew who did wrong things.
Right. So now the say Lashon Hara might be judging the person to be this person, which even if maybe he wasn't, if someone was there. Maybe I'll still be the wrong way to look at it.
He's not done anything wrong.
Right, so if we're talking about an adinja,
it actually is going to cause a problem.
Right. So there's two things. Either he's talking about a specific case where he didn't actually do it, or even if he did do it, it wouldn't necessarily be corrected to depict him as this bad person.
If I will not invite this person anymore in my Shabbos meal, you did your job.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what he calls it. He says this straight person, again, even if he did do something, but he's not a bad person, and I made him into this bad person. But in Shabbat Yosher has seen that wasn't correct for me. That means, but Shabbat means in Shiva Panel, and in Shabbat it's not, wasn't right. Yosher Lashua means wasn't correct. Okay. The fish agrees that it's shown. If maybe not, I embarrassed these straight people in front of other people. So that's why I've got to go now and be machia myself. If I don't have the svadas, if I'm a rabbi, I've got to undo that by again going in front of the rabbi and bringing more people and being svada in front of them. That's why I have to bring these other people. Okay, this is what Leo was saying to. Leo spoke specifically about Lashon Hara when he said this to Eov. Human achaveir is a chamor. It's the same applied with other ways as well, but this is particularly so. This is a chamor achaveir. Okay, and so Shabbat when it's Machokam Vazis Hamachokam in Rufon Machosay, Chilas Teres, especially if I someone who's Mevazis Hamachokam, okay, and he brings Pasuk on that. Okay, as we're saying, bringing an Atzim Chila in all these few times, that's all part of this idea of trying to refine him as much as you can, and the truth of what I'm not good at.
Yeah,
okay,
it's essentially all this.
Okay, so we'll get back to, I think, on the next time.